Cliff?
I actually want to address something Kent was muttering. Why don't we use a drug just where we tested it? And I'm going to argue that we should use it broadly, more broadly than that. And the reason some of you, I'm sure, heard me say this before, but you know, this business of lines of therapy and some pseudo-precision related to that bugs me. If a patient got AC, Taxol, and Xeloda on the U.S. oncology trial, 4 years of tamoxifen and relapses, got 2 years of an AI and progresses and goes on to first-line chemotherapy, that's first line. If another patient comes in right after her with a brand-new liver met, never been seen by a doctor before, and gets chemo, that's first line. And those two situations aren't really the same. So expanding on that, I have no problem with Dan's view of this. I think that a patient who has a good performance status is a reasonable candidate for one line of therapy with bevacizumab, even if it's not classically defined first-line therapy. The second issue related to that is we have really a lot of data for safety of the drug in combination and efficacy with more chemotherapy agents almost than most of the other things we use, because the drug is used in lung cancer and ovary cancer and GI malignancy. So I don't think we should be so restrictive in our view of it. And actually, I will tell you that for the restriction we have on it at Memorial vis-a-vis payment, we don't have a line of therapy restriction based on this logic. We say you're allowed a line of therapy with Bev if you can just clear the insurance.
Just to follow up, are you utilizing capecitabine and bevacizumab?
Absolutely. The data is not so negative, really, when you look at it. There's a higher response rate. It's not so negative. And in that line of therapy, who knows? But I just think that we can't be so wedded to it. There's a principle that's been clearly established in my mind, which is that bevacizumab adds to chemotherapy in a cohort of patients right now. And that cohort is tough to define. So I wouldn't withhold it based on that right now. That's my view of this.